Blood Music. Welcome to another episode of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G.
What's going on, player?
Hey man, we're gonna do it different today, man. Well, not necessarily different. We're gonna talk about a lot of current events, all dealing with one thing, man. That's the rap life.
That crazy rap life.
That rap life.
What is going on?
I don't know, man, but as we just saw, Benny the Butcher done got shot at Walmart in Houston, Texas.
At Walmart.
They say
at all places he got shot at. At the Walmart?
You know, it might have been a quick stop, you know what I mean? Get some paper cups to pour the lean in or whatever, you know what I mean? Get some blunts. But anyway, they had to be slipping to get caught like that. They say everybody had on their jewelry and they tried to get it, but they bucked. So they shot Benny in the thigh. Prayers go out to him.
So they got him for his bling bling.
They didn't get nothing. They ran.
Oh, they ran.
Yeah, they weren't ready to kill nobody today.
But if I'm not mistaken, we have lost 2 rappers within 2 weeks.
Yeah, it could have been
less
4
than that.
Could have been 4 because we talking about Benny. It could have been a chest shot or a head shot for him, and then yeah. You know, Boosa got shot.
Yeah, man.
Doing a Mo3 tribute.
That took me by surprise.
Yeah.
But then when you think about the situation, it really didn't. Because we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
Why would he put himself in that situation, especially after all that shit that went down?
I just don't understand that. Me, myself, I got to let the fire go down. You know what I mean? It's I can't really speak on his emotions or how he was feeling. Maybe he felt like that's what he needed to do. He needed to go to that city and represent. Because if I ain't mistaken, I think Mo3 in some kind of way was signed to him.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I know they were connected.
I know they were tight.
So maybe that's why he felt that was his duty to go, at least go down there and try to, you know what I'm saying, calm the people or whatever it is he went there for.
Boosie has been around too long to know better, though.
Yeah, he should have stayed away from
that. That's why I'm at. He's been around way too long to know better. He know damn well that fire was still burning hot.
Hell yeah.
He should let that shit cool down and not, you know, he put himself in a bad situation. Like you said, we don't know what he's going through, but from the outside looking in, that's odd. He should not put himself in, because we were that close to losing most likely another rapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boosie.
I mean, we lose people every day, but it's just something else, man. I don't know why it just stands out when we lose these rappers that we like, listen to, look up to, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
You know, we get it, it takes a toll. It's kind of different. I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking on what I see. It be different to people, I guess, when they lose family members, because I see people show out when they lose their favorite artists. More so than they show out when they lose a family member.
You wanna know
or a close friend. Why?
Because, man, they put them folks up. Because imagine having an idol growing up. They just put these people on this pedestal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They invest so much time and energy knowing their business, knowing what they got going on. They like gods to these folks.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but that's what it is. And when they lose them, oh my gosh, they, like I said, they take it more personal than when they lose an actual family member.
That's a good way to look at it. They got them on that godly pedestal.
They really do.
And like you said, when they lose them, it's the end of the world to them.
Yeah.
Until they find that next artist to latch on to. Maybe it's something special that artist speaks to them or something.
I don't know, man, but I still couldn't find myself doing that.
Nah, that's why I say I'm not speaking for myself, because that's not me.
I like a lot of rappers, and, you know, their music is bumping, but I would never be like, I gotta change my whole way of thinking because they're around.
Like my favorite artist, for a lot of reasons, most notably for his talent though, is Pimp C. And
Church.
When we lost him, shit, I didn't cry or nothing like that. You know, I was like, damn, you know what I mean?
Sad.
It was sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was sad, but I didn't cry and all the rest of that. You know what I mean? It was just sad though to lose a talent like that. But speaking on Mo3, man, that's an unfortunate situation, man. The report says, you know, this not anything that we stand solid on because we don't know. But
mm-hmm.
The report say that he was in a on the freeway in a traffic jam, and somebody pulled up on him and jumped out, and he jumped out and started running, and they gunned him down. But my whole thing is, rest in peace to Mo 3.
That's just sad. Rest in peace, brother.
Prayers to his family, fans, and everybody. But, and he know this, just like anybody know this that's dealing with street stuff. You always have to be on your shit. Now, if he got out the car and took off running, that meant only one thing to me, that he didn't have a gun. But if you go online and you see a lot of the things that he's posted about different people he got beefs with or whatever, why in the world wouldn't he have a gun? You know what I mean? I just don't even understand that. Why you even moving around in that town like that, and you know you have these beefs, and you don't have a gun?
Especially when you know during these beefs, what they saying all the time is, I stay with that strap.
Yep.
In my line.
Yeah, they got more guns in their videos than they do in real life.
And it's like, if you saying that, but you actually not really living that. But you put me on Mo 3 a couple years ago, last year, but. And you know, I felt that his shit go hard. He's a talented young rapper, one of the few young rappers I listen to. But to hear what happened to him, it's like, dang, it's so violent, man. You know what I'm saying? Just be chilling in traffic and you gotta run and you get gunned down. See, that's one thing I never understood about this rap game, about these beefs. These instigated beefs, these internet beefs, these, like, you wanna cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you might have somebody that gonna take something you say a little bit too serious.
Yeah.
Cause that's all it is. Folks just be talking just to get views and likes. But it's gonna be somebody you come across that's gonna be about that life, and they gonna feel embarrassed. And you know, these young niggas, I hate to say it, these young niggas today do not like to fight.
They ain't doing no fight.
They ain't throwing no hands.
Number one, they know somebody gonna have it on camera, and somebody gonna film them getting hands put on them.
It's embarrassing.
So they're not doing that. If it wasn't all this internet stuff, it wouldn't be all that. I mean, take that back. If it wasn't all the internet stuff, some of the killing might not, you know, might go away. You know what I mean? They might fight. But knowing that somebody got a camera, man, they just ready to pull that gun out and shoot, stab, cut, whatever they gonna do.
Cause nigga,
you know what I mean? But
you know how they thinking? You know how they thinking? I'd rather catch a murder charge than be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I'd rather be embarrassed than catch a murder charge. Me personally,
I think that murder charge is going to give them that G status.
Shit.
Yeah, it is. It's going to give you that goof status. You know what I mean? Instead of fighting a dude, you going to shoot him and kill him? Oh, yeah, it give you that G status, that big goof status.
Goofy.
That's all it do, man. That's unfortunate, man. So what's your thoughts on King Von and the Quando Rondo situation?
It's just, it was a lot of sucker shit in that situation, from what I've learned, what I was told. What we were just talking about, throwing them hands.
Yeah.
That's what you want to see.
I can say, when King Von came around that van, bro, he hit that dude, Quando, at least 3-4 times, maybe more, maybe less. I don't know. But he hit that boy, man. That little boy didn't know where he was. He didn't know what was going on. All he was probably saying was, I want cereals and milk. Because he put them hands on that nigga.
But guess what, though?
But he didn't deserve to die.
Yeah, the sad thing about it wasn't even the nigga that got his ass shot him.
Yeah.
It's his punk ass homeboy. His cousin.
Step-brother.
It's like, nigga, what? For what?
Yeah, he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve that.
You felt the need to shoot the nigga because your cousin getting his ass whooped? You could have jumped in.
I saw that some artists was trying to, they said they were thinking about starting a rapper's boxing league so they can.
How many members do you think that shit's gonna be?
It need to be a lot.
But bro,
I think they can turn it into something. They can put some money into that and have a big ass pot and we can start gambling on that shit. Cause I'd rather gamble with some of these artists fighting each other physically, fiercely, than killing each other, than to listen to their music. Some of them.
That is true.
I'd rather see them fight. Because you know, I'd be all over the internet and I might come across this one rapper and then I see he keep naming these people that he beefing with. So that makes me go listen to them and I'll be listening to this shit, man. I'll be like,
both of y'all need to sit y'all ass down.
Exactly.
Both of y'all.
Music is trash. I'd rather see them just go fist to fist.
But how many rappers, how many of these young niggas you think can actually fight?
It ain't many, bro. It ain't many.
The niggas even slap box anymore?
No. The younger generation, man, not all of them, but a lot of them, man, and I don't know where it come from, but, you know, they're a little on the softer side. You know what I mean? And that's life. You know, people not going to always be hard or whatever, but
it wasn't too long ago.
Young generation. And I kind of wonder if it got anything to do with my generation's drug usage. And I'm being serious. You know,
real role model.
Because these youngsters are so emotional. And, you know, drugs transform. You know, drugs can cause all that. So I'm saying, like, a man and woman from my era, you know, they had a child, and it's a young adult right now.
Mm-hmm.
That, and say they want powder or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That had to have an effect, you know, on this child's emotions, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because a lot of niggas
this generation, they are so emotional.
Looking at their parents on drugs.
You can't say nothing to them. They ready to kill. They just ready to kill. They not. They don't know anything about good problem solving. You know what I'm saying? Having a fist fight is a good way to solve a problem, man. It's a good way to solve a problem sometimes. You know, if you feel like he dissing my neighborhood or whatever, or go fight. Go fight.
An ass whooping will give a little bit more shame on that ass than shooting somebody.
Go fight. Do a no camera fight. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? If you embarrassed about it, if you lose, do a no camera fight. Have everybody sign an NDA or something. But
I think you just
let's
said
take it out of take away these guns, man.
Yeah, you said though, nobody wants to lose.
That's it.
It's okay to lose.
It is.
It's
man.
Okay to get your ass whooped.
It is.
It really is. It's not that bad.
Because you can bounce back.
You can learn
something and bounce back and live another day. I'm telling you, man, growing up, man, I got my ass kicked a lot and I won. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, hey, I didn't never go get a gun. I didn't never go get a knife or nothing like that. You know, I had to fight.
I think they will have to be taught and shown it.
Yeah.
If you say a league like that, if they're showing it, the young kids growing up, they're going to see that and that's what they're going to be on.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, they got it in their head that they got to bust that pistol.
Yeah, that's shit. I'm
that's
a
what
G.
they think they have to do.
I'm a G. I'm
like you see all these niggas in these nigga. Videos, man, they are fucking armed to the teeth.
Man, listen to these songs, man. All they talk about is walking them down. I'm walking down my ops. 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 You walking down the wrong damn ops.
Bang, bang.
The wrong damn ops. The real ops got you in the situation you in. You walking down the wrong ops. Y'all need to be trying to band together and fight the bigger op.
Let me ask you a question. Some real shit. Why do you think black kids, black niggas, you know, these you know, the hardcore thug niggas, they about that life, they're shooting nigga real fast, right? Why don't you think they'll be quick to kill a nigga, but they won't do it to a cop that's doing something bad or harassing or beat somebody up?
I can't understand it. I can't understand that.
What makes them just the gangster just disappear?
And like you said, why won't they go kill? I mean, I don't want anybody out here just
if
you feel the need to kill, and you know you were heard about the Trayvon Martin situation, for example.
Yeah.
But, and you feel the need to kill because this dude up the street, He dissed you in the store.
Yeah.
So you go get your pistol. Why not go get George Zimmerman or somebody? You know, feel what I'm saying? If you really feel the need to kill.
But that's what I'm saying.
Go settle that kind of scope.
What's drawing the line when it comes to that? Because they don't even think about it.
They don't.
They won't think twice about going, trying to beef with a nigga, go ride on a nigga that's talking shit on the internet, talking about his mama or fuck his girl.
Yeah.
But when some real shit pop off, it was policemen in your street, in your hood that you be claiming and banging on all day. It was policemen in your hood, on your street, harassing somebody that you knew, beating them up, whooping their ass. Are you not gonna go over there and whoop their ass? Or are you just gonna be like, pull your phone out? Damn, bro, that's fucked up.
That's all they gonna do.
But if it was a nigga, a regular person, what do you think gonna happen? They gonna pull that strap out, they gonna shoot. Or they gonna do something. They don't necessarily have to shoot, but they gonna act on it.
Yeah.
I just wanna know why niggas aren't going the extra mile or won't be able to or not willing to. Cause that shit
it's scary.
It's crazy to me. And I can say that because I'm not a nigga that want to go around and fuck people up and shoot people.
And sometimes, you know, they think like this. Question. They say, well, I'll probably get more time for this person. But if I go kill this dude up the street, we in the same projects, we in this, that, and the third, we in the trap together, whatever. It ain't really gonna matter. He just another dead whoever, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna go ahead and just do him or her or whatever, and it'll be all right. But if you was to say, okay, we know where George Zimmerman at, let's ride. Oh, no, I ain't fucking with that shit.
Hell no, huh? Dog.
But you was ready to ride around the corner where we all live at. Mm-hmm. And go do a drive-by and all the rest of that.
Well, you know, kids stay
I
at.
Say, let's go do something for the culture.
But
let's
you ain't
go
about
do something
it.
That really means something to us. Then you don't want to do it.
And when it comes down to it, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the reality we facing. And I just want to know, if somebody can enlighten us on why that is with our people, I want to know. Because
when
it's
it comes time
weird,
to do that real kill, man, they don't want to do that, man. And then if you ever, well, I ain't say you, have you ever, you met killers before, you know, we both know a lot of killers, not trying to brag or nothing like that, but you know, we know a lot of killers and they not really, I know people that have killed because they had to kill, you know what I mean?
I was about
not
to say the same thing.
Not because they just woke up and felt the need to. They had to kill. They was put in a situation.
They didn't go out every day trying to kill somebody.
Yep, what they had to kill.
They did what they had to do.
Yep.
They got caught in a situation and they acted on it.
So it's a difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When the
if you really want to kill for the right reasons.
Yeah. Or killing for the thrill.
Yeah. Killing for a thrill makes you like a psychopath. You crazy. That's just crazy.
As a matter of fact, they just had 11-year-old, I think it was. He was helping his homeboy grandma put her Christmas tree up,
uh-huh.
And they were walking back to his house, and somebody came through their drive-by. It was in East Point. Prayer to that family, but yeah, that's unfortunate, man. I mean, they don't know who did it. You know what I mean? They were looking for two guys. They talked to one. And they let him go. Now they looking for a friend of mine's cousin.
So question, do you think all this stuff we just talked about, do you think it all leads back to the music?
Yeah, man. In
so we can agree that's the core of the situation.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Because you got so much music out there that soundtracks to people's lives, and mm-hmm. it's all about some gangster, murder, kill shit.
Yep. And all they want to do is kill.
All they want to do, they got to have the Draco, the red
beam. A few years ago, they had one of the twerk team girls, mm-hmm. got killed. I don't know if you remember that.
Nah.
She got killed. I know the dude who did that. They had said that morning he was like, he wanted to kill somebody. They said he wanted to kill somebody. They said that he kept saying, I feel like killing somebody today. And he went on a spree. He started early that morning, bro. He started early that morning. Matter of fact, we worked with his mama.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Real shit. On everything.
Hey, you know, they say it's not a lot of black serial killers. Do you agree with that?
I just told you. He woke up. Now, I don't know exactly how many people he killed. I know he killed her, and it might have been another person. But I know the first thing he did, he started off, he shot somebody in my aunt's neighborhood. And I think he might have killed them. But yeah, they say he got up that morning. He say he wanted to kill.
Can you imagine just being in the room when that conversation went down? Like, how would you react?
I'm leaving. Nah, honestly, I'm gonna be like, you for real?
Yeah, I'll definitely have to ask.
You know,
like,
you can look at somebody
about?
And know, especially if you know them, and you look at him, you be like, what you on? You know what I mean?
So if you do that, he was for real. What have he would done?
It's my job to talk him out of it.
Exactly.
I can't leave that room until I got them thinking about something totally different.
It's like, nigga, what are you, hold up. Slow down, Tyrone. That shit's crazy. Wouldn't that scare you?
Yeah.
That would be some scary shit. Like, hold up, dog.
Yeah.
Wait, you for real? Whoa. No, that's not what we do. No.
Exactly.
not what we do right here, bro.
The other day, somebody was telling me that they overheard one of my little partners saying, he just want to kill somebody. Say he just want to kill somebody. He just want to snap. I hurry up and I call him. I said, hey, what you on, man? And he was like, oh, nah, I was just talking. I said, you can't just be talking like that. Because the way it was given to me, like you were serious. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just be throwing, and it's a young person, you can't just be throwing it out there. I want to kill. They made me so mad, I want to kill. I ain't never said nothing like that. I'm so mad I could have killed them. What?
Do you think that's what young kids now like consider being made?
Yeah.
Taking somebody's life?
Yeah.
I killed a nigga, man. You can't say shit to me.
They ain't getting
out this life.
They ain't getting no teardrops.
Nah.
They getting time.
Real time.
Yeah. Tatted years. Not tatted tears. Tatted years is what they getting.
Some of that shit
is well deserved. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Yeah, because niggas, there's a lot of senseless violence that goes on.
Yeah, my little cousin was a victim in 2017. If I'm not mistaken, I think they just sentenced the people on that one to like 30 years. It wasn't much time, I don't think. But I just think due to the fact they were trying to tie my little cousin into the streets and into gangs and all that kind of stuff.
Doesn't look bad.
Yeah. So therefore, they didn't get much time. You know what I mean? But if it was a little white kid, and I'm going to say it, a little white kid, oh, they would have got life sentences and all the rest of it. But due to the fact that it was a little young black kid that's been in a little trouble, then that's the label for him. You know what I mean?
And that's the reality of a whole big-ass situation.
It is. Yeah. I want to know why do they make those diss songs and put so much emotion into them? Like, they be for real on them diss songs. They really be. I'm talking about, they see blood in their eyes when they do them diss songs, man. You hear some of the stuff they say, man, it's like, man.
But you know what gets me though? When you find out what the beef even started over, dog.
Yeah.
It be the most dumbest shit I done ever heard. Like, nigga, what are you talking about? And they be dead ass serious.
I remember they shot a video in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude who shot the video, he was dead 4 hours after the video was shot.
God damn.
I'm dead serious. 4 hours after it was shot, he was dead. He made a diss video and he was killed 4 hours later.
You can't do shit these days.
4 hours later. That's how fast he put that on YouTube, and he was killed 4 hours later. It might have been shorter than that, but I know it wasn't like no whole day. It's like 4 hours. Yep.
Fragile egos.
Yep.
It's some real fragile egos.
Something he said in a song had his life taken from him. Man, that's messed up. But like we said, it's been going on for a long time.
Very long time. It's just getting crazy and crazier by the day. But
if you just go back, let's say, go back 5 years, man. You lost a lot of people in 5 years.
Yeah.
You lost, like in the last 5 years, we done lost the Jacka, Chinks, Drugs, Bankroll, Fresh, 3-2, Extension, Jimmy Wapo, Young Greatness.
Man, who likes a Nipsey, Pop Smoke, Huey,
King
Pop
Von.
Smoke, and Huey. And that he was what, 2004, 2005?
Yep.
And they all died the same way.
Yep.
Shot and killed, shot and killed, shot and killed, shot and killed, shot and killed. I keep going. They all shot and killed.
Yep.
Every single one of them. Nobody got their ass beat to death. No, they got shot.
Nobody died in the boxing ring. None of that. They got killed. They were shot to death.
And how would you feel if you could even face your person that's trying to take your life in a fair way? They just punk enough to, you know, have to shoot you from a distance. I ain't even stand a chance. They want my head, but shit, let me defend myself.
I can't think of the artist, man. I want to say Maxo Cream. Shout out Maxo. I think Maxo Cream that said about the boxing league, because he lost his little brother, I want to say last year, to some diss.
Shit, Fetty Wap lost his brother, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, damn sure did.
Here in Atlanta?
Yeah, man. shit's wild, man. Shit's wild, man. Pick up the mics, use your talent, man, for that. Not to make no diss songs, man, all that shit. You feel the need to diss, man, just fight. I get sicker. I'm telling you something I'm sick of looking at, bro. When you be on Instagram or any social media site, I'm sick of these little young niggas, man. I'm going to say it. Sick of these little young niggas posting these pictures with these guns. You ain't the only one that got a gun. Guns are for sale. Legal or illegal, guns are for sale. You ain't the only one with a damn gun. That shit is so lame, bro. That shit lame as hell. Motherfuckers standing up there with a gun bigger than them. Like, okay, so what you telling me? What you telling me? You ain't telling me shit.
But do you think folks really be having that many enemies to be having that shit like that?
No,
doing?
It's all for sure.
Where somebody always hating on them and they got out.
Somewhere down the line, they thought that was a good thing to do. So they see everybody else doing it, so I'm going to do what everybody else doing. They in there with a gun. Like, for what? When you watch these videos, and I be like, man, I ain't no way in the hell I could be a videographer, especially out of Dallas, Texas, man. If you just pick a random artist out of Dallas, Texas, and look up their video, bro.
All that shit better be empty.
Only empty thing they doing is pointing guns, whole video, lasers, point guns. Well, man, ain't no way in the hell I'm finna shoot no video y'all pointing all them damn guns. Hell no. Nah.
Somebody made a video about that shit, making fun of me. I was like, shit, that shit's for real.
Hell yeah, I wouldn't do that bullshit. Hey, that's all they want to do. They want to take a picture with a gun. Why not take a picture with a girl? Take a picture with a car.
Mm. Well, they, you know, they got the money pictures down.
Yeah, I'm sick of that too, because that's everything shit that should be in their savings account. That's everything off their debit cards.
Everything they probably stole from their mom.
Everything off their debit cards that they got. That's everything from their record contracts. And I dare a nigga to dispute me on that.
Everything.
That's all the money they got, because when you're getting signed, you ain't getting all that money. Most of these people that's standing there with all their money, you ain't never heard of them. So therefore, you know right now they ain't doing no shows, and they probably ain't doing no streaming. You can check the numbers, but they standing there with all that money because that is an advance check that was cashed, and they standing there with everything they own. That's it.
Is that
simple?
He said what he said.
It's
just this thing they got, like they got something to prove. They always got to prove something to somebody every day.
Yeah.
I got to let these niggas know I'm on. I got to let these niggas know I
got
this.
And they wonder why they hate it.
For what?
Because it's like, okay, you made it from our situation, but you going to rub it back
in my
our face. So how are we supposed to feel about that?
And that's what we were talking about earlier. Everybody don't like that flexing shit.
Yeah.
You got a lot of the niggas out there do not like it. And that's be most of the niggas that be getting these rappers.
Yeah. That flexing
most
shit
of niggas
get you
that
killed,
flexing
man.
Shit can get you killed, man. Everybody don't like that. Everybody don't give a fuck about what you got going on. Especially don't rub it down their face. If they hungry.
Yep.
If I'm hungry and you got a motherfucking steak and dangling in my face, I'm gonna go after you for it.
Hell yeah.
If I'm starving hard
quick,
enough,
fast, in a hurry, bro.
You gonna get your ass got. Yeah, but why you think everybody got to flex, though? Flex, flex, flex.
That's all they do. That's all they know. That's all they know.
But who are they really doing it for?
They just reaching out, man. They just hope somebody grasps to it and, you know what I mean? I don't understand that. The whole thing about music, you know what I'm saying? I sit back and I'm not bitter or anything because I've never been in the industry, you know what I'm saying? I've had chances. I've had opportunities, you know what I'm saying? And shit just didn't pan out. And it is what it is. But I'm kind of glad that I didn't make it, you know what I'm saying, to that certain level with my music, because the type of person I am and anybody listening to this know me, I just can't be okay with a CEO walking around with money that belongs to me. And I'm starving, I'm hungry, and you doing your thing. No. Like 50 Cent and Young Buck. Like, no. I promise you, on everything I love, long as I'm breathing, he wouldn't be able to live comfortable. I promise you that. I promise you. Because I can't see myself out here crying on no internet and you owe me money. No. I can't do it. So that's how I look at it. You know, that's why I'm okay with, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at in life, because I feel like he ain't going to put you in a situation, you know, that's too much for you. You know what I'm saying? And so I was put in that situation, because that would have been a little much for me. And I would have been catching me some cases. I don't know what kind of cases, but I would have been catching me some cases, because I mean that's just like going to work on a 9 to 5, and it's the day to get paid, and they telling you, what you looking for? Oh, I need me.
What me? What you
Oh,
I'm
gonna have to get you next week.
Next week?
You know what I mean? You ain't finna be like, oh, okay, cool.
Hell nah.
Office getting tore up. All that kind
Bags
of stuff.
Bags getting thrown. Yeah, backpacks, man. Getting thrown. Tossed up.
Man, ain't doing that. But yeah, man, that's the music industry is the root of a lot of evil.
It is.
Not all, and but a lot of evil, man.
You know what I've been noticing a lot? I don't...
That rap life. Everybody chase that rap life. They want that
I
rap
don't
life.
Like these old head niggas, these old rappers that was new when I was young and are old now, beefing with these young niggas.
Yeah. Because, man, they still chasing the sauce, man. They still chasing it.
They got sauce. They being greedy at this point, in my opinion.
They still
like
chasing.
You already established, man. You, there's some shit you don't even need to entertain.
Yeah.
You just don't. Because the more you try to do it, folks will be like, damn, man, he must have fell off or something.
And you know, I'm going to tell you an artist that I'm glad didn't get themselves involved in that. And that's 2 Chainz.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Migos. I'm glad he took the high road and did a song. And the song, like, triple platinum or whatever. Maybe more than that. Feel yeah. what I'm saying? That's what you do. That's how you handle that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He didn't respond in no negative way. You know, he could have been ugly about it. You know what I'm saying? We all in the same city and all that. But he did what a real G's supposed to do, man.
You know why?
Shout out 2 Chainz.
You know why? Because he thinking the same way we thinking. Nigga, we making so much money, man. I ain't got time for this bullshit.
Exactly. Let me show y'all something. You know what I mean? I ain't got time to be beefing with you. Let me show you something.
Yeah, we making so much money, man.
Yeah.
Why would I put myself in a situation to even... No. I'm focusing all my energy on making some more of this money. You can come get some, too. That's that. This
so,
crazy.
Do you think there's going to be any kind of retaliation within the industry far as King Von's situation? For example, because, you know, like, say King Von, you know, he was affiliated with Lil Durk, I think. And... Quando Rondo is affiliated with NBA YoungBoy.
I think so, Quando Wando did the best thing possible in canceling them shows.
Oh yeah, because Durk bought all the tables at one show.
He did the best thing possible yeah. for his future.
So would you say that his rap career, far as on stage, is over?
If I was him, I would want it to be over. If I was being smart,
yeah.
Because I'm not about to. Because I think at this point in time, some shit's just inevitable. That shit gonna happen. That's how I feel. He's gonna get got in some
and
type
it's,
way.
It's messed up. And I'm gonna tell you why it's messed up. It's messed up because it's not like he said, hey, shoot him. You feel what I'm saying?
It's not.
He was in a fight. He was getting beat up. And my people came around and pulled that. You feel what I'm saying? So he gotta pay the price for what his people did.
Did
so
ever,
I really want to know how he feel. You know what I mean? I really want to know
the
how
wire?
He feel. The Wire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that scene? Barksdale in the barbershop. Brother Mazone walk in.
Yeah.
He pull up on him about Stringer. And he tried to, what can we do? This money, said, nah, this ain't about no money. I think it could be one of them situations. But at the end of the day, somebody's going to lose their life. Yeah. I don't think there's no way around that.
Yeah, that's what I said, because I think, you know, it's like you said, man, somebody got to pay a price for it.
Somebody
around him or whatever, somebody got to pay a price for that.
If you don't think he'll give that nigga up for his own life.
So how would you feel, honestly?
What?
You Quando Rondo.
Mm-hmm.
And you fighting. And the dude, your cousin come around the van. Ow. Popping. How you feeling?
I will be pissed off.
Exactly.
I will be so pissed off because, like I said, if 2 niggas are fighting, you already know they decided not to pull no guns. They fighting. They doing what men supposed to do. But then, like we said, you got these fuck niggas that's around you, and they trying to take the punk ass way out.
Yep.
Like, nigga, ain't nobody tell you to pull no damn pistol, shoot this motherfucker. We fighting. Come fight with me. Don't shoot this nigga. Now we both running for our lives.
Exactly.
You gonna die.
I'm in danger. My people in danger. You in danger. Your people in danger. Our people in danger.
But what kind of situation he gonna put himself in? Quando Rondo. It's like, damn, man.
Now I can't make a living.
If I gonna risk my life for you,
I can't make a living because of some decision you made. I don't know when you start thinking for me. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I didn't ask you to come shoot nobody. I didn't. I mean, I was getting my ass towed up, but I could have, you know, just wake me up after he knocked me out, because he was finna knock me out.
Would you give him the green light?
No.
What would you tell him?
If you don't get your coward ass on with that gun, See, that would have turned
No. I'm talking about if he had a chance to squash it, but he had to green light his cousin. They know he's gonna go after his cousin. Would you try to intervene, or you like, it is what it is?
Nah,
gotta be a fucked up situation. Like, I'm saying,
I can't let him go after my cousin.
I can't let him go after my cousin. A lot of niggas would though.
Now, this is where sacrifice come in.
That's what I'm saying. That's a sacrifice. Illuminati, that's real sacrifice.
If this nigga, I just...
Spicy.
Don't really know him that good. He's something about it, the label done brought in. Because you know them label be getting them little boys too. You know, yeah. They put their little crews together and shit. Making them hang out and shit. But if it's somebody like that, then hey, it is with it. But I mean, my cousin, nah. My brother, nah. My partner, nah.
I wouldn't let it get a... If he was a distant cousin, like one of them, but even my family or my brother, if my brother, it was you, my fam, no.
I'm gonna try to squash it though.
Yeah, we're gonna have to try to do something.
If I get online and I see you done made two or three comments about me, or you done either made a little video of me or whatever, I gotta contact you. You know what I'm saying? Being the person I am. Mm-hmm. So we can see what the issue is. All this. You know, because I got to know what I did or what you think I did or what we went wrong at. Yeah. I need to know that because it's maybe a misunderstanding. It's maybe something that we can correct. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily you just going to go off the hinges and I'm going to go off the hinges and here we got an all-out war. That's what happens 90% of the time. Nobody man enough to let me hit this dude up. Let me DM, see what the issue is. You know, I seen a comment or somebody said that they think you talking about me or whatever. You know what I mean? Let me hit them up. Let me hit her up. Let me talk to them and see. You know what I'm saying? And if you respond with "fuck you" or whatever, you know, then we can keep going or go to the next level or whatever the case is. But let's see where we at with this. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it could be a misunderstanding.
These niggas, though, they don't know how to talk to nobody.
And most of the time, when you got a lot of people involved, it's gonna be a misunderstanding.
Hell yeah, because everybody's running their mouth.
Yeah, when you got a crew, a thick ass crew, man, you got a fool in that crew. You can believe that. You got an asshole in that crew. And you got somebody who gonna start some shit in that crew. You know what I'm saying?
Well, gee, that comes back. That's why you gotta pick your circle very, very tight. They gotta be, everybody gotta be on the same page.
But sometimes, you know, when you dealing with money, you know, you have these people that say you came with and we didn't have anything. We didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. And we made the best out of everything. Now we got it all. What we think it's all, you know what I'm saying? We got it all. Some of us gonna act foolish. You feel me? Because they gonna feel like we can't be touched. Cause it's gonna be some things happen that's gonna make you feel like you can't be touched. You know what I'm saying?
And but whose responsibility is that to make sure that
it's yours? Folks,
yeah.
It's yours.
You know, the nigga that's getting the money, you gonna have to be like, hey nigga, this is the situation.
This how we roll. Yep.
If you ain't with this, get the fuck on. Yep. Cause I'm not starting no shit with nobody over you. I'm not losing out over you or none of those stupid ass bullshit. We all gotta be on the same page. That's how niggas get killed, man.
Like Gilly the Kid say, man. Shout out Gilly. He said, if God blessed you like that, mm-hmm. took you from that, you know what I mean? Like,
picked you. You're the chosen one.
Yeah. Out of all the people, you gotta take heed of that, man. You gotta take in a good way.
Definitely gotta take some responsibility.
I think in a negative way, you know what I'm saying? You the chosen one. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I think that will come along with being the star, right? If you the star, that's what comes with it.
Yep.
You
spotlight
you
is on you. Yeah. Everything's shining on you.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I'ma tell you though, a rap death that I'm still confused about is Mac Dre. But I think I'm coming to an understanding that they really know who did it, but I know a lot of people got killed behind that situation, but the two people that actually did it, I mean that they thought did it, they went and retaliated and killed them, but they didn't even do it. They didn't have nothing to do with it.
Weren't they robbing?
I want to say
robbing spree when it happened.
I don't know. No.
It was after that.
It was way before that.
Way before that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he had dead time. And I'm talking about the Rumpel Room gang time and all that. He hadn't started his rap career heavily.
Okay.
Then they were going, matter of fact, it was in Kansas City. But they thought the rapper from Kansas City, they thought he had the hit. And I remember one of the police detectives, he said this when it happened. He was like, he ain't do it. And but for years, they were saying that he did it. And he ended up getting killed. And a lot of people got killed behind it. But I want to say it was somebody in his own crew that had that done. That's what I want to say. Like, I want to say it was somebody in his on his team that had that done. They had that set up.
That's some different level shitey shit, man.
Yeah.
If I was about to die and I knew who did it for me, like, how would I feel after death? I would want to haunt that nigga forever.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I want you to die. You gonna be miserable.
For real. That's I don't know how like we just said, man, we sitting here, we making this money, we eating good, we doing it.
Popeyes.
I'm
every
the
day,
head.
Dude.
I'm the head of the operation. I'm the CEO. I put this together. But I'm being fair to everybody. Everybody getting their fair share. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand what make you think you need to knock me off. Go start your own thing. If you feel like, you know, you need to be separated away from me, go start your own thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I think jealousy will make somebody think in a completely erratic nature, though. Jealousy can blind you. It's just like love.
Yeah.
When you, man, like I said, it's... You can't flex in front of everybody.
Nah.
You can be feeding their ass and you still can't flex too much. And it's just... But that shit's crazy, man. I still don't think I can ever try to take somebody's life because they doing better than me, though.
I would never.
That ain't gonna get me nowhere.
Uh-uh.
But in prison.
Yeah, anything. I'm gonna go ask you, how can I get that?
Exactly.
What do I need to do?
Hey...
It's rough, man. It's rough. That's that rap lifestyle, man. For those of y'all that's trying to get in it, understand what comes with it. Understand that everybody's not your friend, even your friends that you come with. Everybody's not your friend. Choose wisely. And one of the main things, bro, is just listen.
Just yeah, listen, learn how man. To listen. You got two ears for a reason and one mouth for a reason.
Yeah.
Two eyes.
They be thinking they got one ear and two mouths.
They be acting like they
one,
be talking
one eye,
like it.
One ear and 2 miles.
Yeah. Listening can get you far places. It gets you a lot of places.
Man, that's for sure.
No, whoa. Listening to understand. That's what something you need to. You got to listen to people and try to understand, not just listen, just to listen.
True. I can go with that.
Understand the baby. Mad minds.
Yep.